Hey there! Merry Christmas! This year we decided to imagine with majesty and think about the journey of the fascinating Eastern strangers to the advent of Jesus Christ. We hope you enjoy all six of our We Three Creative Reflections from Clementarian, the Ancient Librarian. Ashalem, peace to you. I come from a place you've never been to tell you a story that you have never heard and give to you wisdom that you should never forget. I bring to you three gifts: beauty, love, and everlasting life. My name is Clementarian. I maintain the ancient library of Persepolis, in the fortress of Shartak, in the plains of Mardash in the Zagros Mountains. My ancestry is from old. I can trace it back to the time of the Eastern Jewish exile, trace it through the Great Three. My role is to keep the story, protect the story. And now I have been directed to reveal it to this generation. Let me tell the story as they did in the writings and proclamations of Belshazzar, spoken in first person, ever-present tense for each generation. From Belshazzar, the humble, to all who may hear, we worship you, God of immense glory, revealer of the mystery known now to us through the Great One. We three, the triumvirate, the triad, the trio, have been called kings, magi, wise men, astrologers. In truth, we are priests from Persia who studied the stars, we who pored over the ancient prophecies of the exiled ones. In the era of this exile, our forefathers studied with the Great One, a son of Israel, a wise man, a visionary prophet, Daniel, who predicted the coming. He who introduced our forefathers to Aisha and Jeremiah, Micah, the prophets, wise seers. We have studied the Torah, the writings, the wisdom of the people of Abraham, of David. We know the prophecies of Misha, the sent one. Although some of our people have been misled by the stars, we, Melchior of Susa, Caspar of Nineveh, and Belshazzar of Babylon, have discerned their brilliance and their message. Many in Egypt and Babylon, Persia and Rome, of the Medes, the Greeks, the Mongols, have glorified their self-divinity by assigning stars to tell their stories. They have all come in God. Their bodies decayed to the earth, their bones entombed in dust. Though marked by pyramids, sarcophagi, stone pillars, mausoleums, they remain as we do in the earth from which Yahweh has said, we have come. Yet one remains, one whose story is of old, whose star rose in prediction of his birth, one whom we testify, Isha, Mashiach of Bethlehem, of Egypt, of Nazareth, of Jerusalem, of Israel, of Yahweh. He lives, and we worship him. It started in Babylon, at the divine meeting of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, and Babylonian wise men, of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They held the ancient text. They prayed in Hebrew. In the days of the great king of Babylon, Daniel taught the court about the great prophecies, and Babylonian astrologers began to have hope. Solomon, the great king, wrote, May he judge his people in righteousness, his afflicted ones with justice. May the mountains bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruit of righteousness. May he defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy. May he crush the oppressor. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. May he endure as long as the sun, as long as the moon, through all generations. May he, like rain falling on a mown field, like showers watering the earth, in his days may the righteous flourish and prosperity abound till the moon is no more. May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of Sheba and Seba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him. But we, we Persian priests, wondered, where would this great King of Kings, Lord of all lords, come? Our ancient scribes searched Hebrew scriptures and found where Micha wrote, "You, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." We had a place of origin from era to era, from kingdom to kingdom, generation to generation. These words were written, handed down, and protected against human greed by the Spirit of Yahweh. When we three, Melchior, Caspar, and Balthazar, received the teaching of the place of origin, we searched the writings of Daniel again to know the time. Indeed, when we looked to the stars and counted the years from Daniel, indeed in our days, the time had come. Our hope had come. So we began to search the skies in anticipation of the arrival of Earth's King and Heaven's Prince. These are the words of Belteshazzar, the humble, to all who may hear. I, Clementarian, I maintain the ancient library of Persepolis, in the fortress of Shartak, in the plains of Mardash, in the Zagros Mountains. I bear three gifts, beauty, love, and everlasting life. I will return to proclaim Belteshazzar's words again. Ashalom. Peace to you. We hope you've enjoyed this reflection. For more information about our inspirational celebrations, go to churchatthecenter.com. Tune in again as Clementarian tells the next part of the journey. May you be inspired with hope, joy, and peace.